Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Ain't it great to be here? I just rejoice being in the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Listen, don't take this for granted. Don't take for granted. We often do. Just the freedoms we have to meet here, the fellowship we have here in this church, we're blessed people. You know that. A lot of churches, John mentioned, they're struggling, and a lot of churches without pastors, a lot of churches that are just, this ain't my lesson, and that ain't good English, but we're blessed, and to God be the glory. Great things he has done. And speaking of religion, we're going to look in Revelation chapter number 17. The next couple of weeks, we're going to be looking at a place called Babylon. Just so to get your mindset laid out here, in chapter number 17, it talks about a religious system, Babylon, the religious system, and it's going to be symbolic. What we're going to read about, you know, I take the book of Revelation very literally. I've told you that. Until it gets to places like here in chapter number 17, where it describes a beast and with 10 horns and all these things it talks about, there's not literally a woman riding on a beast, because he then describes the symbolism of that. Are you following? There's a difference between that and when we look in the seals and the trumpets and the vials, where it released the demons from underneath and blood, the water turning into blood in the ocean. Remember, we talked about that? I take all that literally. That's not symbolic. But here in chapter number 17, I hate your word spiritualize it, but it is symbolic of a religious system. There's going to be a one world church. And we're going to look at that this morning. Next week, Lord willing, we're going to look at about a one world commerce or a one world economy. The Antichrist will be over all of this. So just get in mind that this week and next week we'll be looking at Babylon. Today, it's the system. Next week, it's the actual city. Okay, we'll go more in detail next week about the city. But let me read. There's 18 verses here, and I want to get to this whole chapter. But just so I laid that foundation, you understand as we read. Now, I will grant this. It's one of the hardest chapters in the book of Revelation for even myself. I won't say a lay person, but whatever that would mean, to understand chapter number 17 and even chapter number 18. It's difficult to grasp because of symbolism and all that's in that. And we talk about the beast, the woman, the 10 horns, all the kings, all these things. Yeah, your head just starts spinning and it wants to explode, and you almost have to wrap duct tape around your head to keep your mind from just blowing up, you know. And so as we read chapter number 17, don't get caught up in all of this. We'll go back and try our best to explain it. But just understand it's symbolic of things that are to come. Now, again, it was Miss D. Overmeyer asked me about the book of Revelation again, how sometimes it goes back and forth and back and forth. We looked at this, talk about in the tribulation period. Again, this is a good example of this. I like to compare it, use the illustration that my dad would use when I was taught from this, that it's like the waves of an ocean, that you know how a wave will hit the shore and then it comes back, and then it hits again and it comes back. That's how the book of the Revelation is in some places, where we're at the end of the tribulation period, and all of a sudden we're jumped back in the middle of the tribulation period. And then we go back to the end. Are you following? And you kind of lose, when does this take place and where does this take place? Well, here in chapter number 17, most of this is taking place in the middle of the tribulation, the first half to the middle. And we'll look at that. And then at the end of chapter 17, it looks at the end. And in chapter number 18, again, it talks about the fall, the great fall of the city of Babylon. Again, it talks about the end. It's going back and forth, okay? So don't get too confused. When we're done this morning, it'll be as clear as mud, okay? And we'll, all right. So chapter number 17, let's read the first 18 verses, and then we'll try in the next 20, 30 minutes to put it all together. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth hath committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth hath made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seventh and goeth in perdition. How many are following us now, or you are spinning like this? Okay. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which hath received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And they have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, and shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, thee shall hate the whore, the woman, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and to give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now, if you follow this chapter, I was hoping you kind of, your mind at least would go back and forth a little bit, where it covered a lot here. It covered the beginning of the tribulation, the middle of the tribulation, and the end of the tribulation, all in this one chapter. You just have to place what's going on where. Are you following? So begin in verse number one. We'll start there. And let me just give this to you. I take this again about Babylon. It's a system. In chapter number 18, it's going to be an actual city that's going to be rebuilt. Have this note. Babylon is mentioned. Let me start this way. Jerusalem is mentioned 767 times in the New Testament. Jerusalem. It's the most mentioned city in the Bible, in King James Bible. 767 times. If you get you Google whatever, you get your thing in concordance and all, and look under Jerusalem, and it'll tell you 767 times it's in the King James Bible. The second most city mentioned in all the Bible is Babylon. Interesting. 286 times it's mentioned in the Word of God, and it refers to the literal city Babylon.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.